advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
What up?
This chair sucks. Giving up on me.
You're going to have problems.
Yeah. It just keeps going. It's a little redder.
You don't have another one? Go get a stool or something.
That one's way low. It's fine.
That one's way low. That's Mexican J-Lo.
It's way low, fool. Way low. Mexican J-Lo. J-Lo is Mexican.
Yeah. No, she's not.
It's J-Lo's boyfriend, way low.
I don't think she is Mexican.
She's not Mexican.
Oh, she's Puerto Rican.
She's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You don't confuse...
She's portable Rican.
Don't confuse, sir.
You hold up into a tight place.
It's like calling a Dominican an African. Get angry. Angers. What is it?
A Dominican and African?
Guinness blonde?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right. I think Dominicans...
Am I wrong? Are they African?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I guess you're right. There's a lot of, you know...
Black people. They look black, but they speak Spanish.
Right.
From the Dominican Republic. And they play baseball.
Like Australian New Zealand.
Yeah.
That's why they don't like be calling like
South African
making stuff up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Australia's not real.
Because New Zealand's just a state in Australia.
Yeah. It's pretend inside of pretend.
Is it? State prison.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's a state of mind.
Yeah.
Because really, it's an exercise of the imagination.
The whole place is a fucking state prison.
Right.
And they did tear down a parking lot.
Yeah, they did.
Well, when they paved Paradise.
They paved in Paradise and they tore down the parking lot. So I like that.
Did you pick a Techo winner?
I did. I don't know if they've won before.
I tried to pick like a poll. That's just a fake sticker.
It didn't work. I clicked on it.
Maybe it's just opened it. I think. I didn't do it to be a trick though, but I thought there was going to be some cool thing where it would be a poll.
What'd you do? How'd that work?
I don't know. There was this thing. It said make a poll, create a poll, and I put it on there.
Didn't fucking work.
But maybe they just want you to ask the question. It wasn't functional.
I also did our first Instagram stories this week. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't do Instagram stories. I don't like them.
I don't do any stories.
Honestly, I just wasn't sure what to press, and I was fucking scared that who knows. Like,
it's recording right now.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to be an ass to 22,000. It's like, it's a lot higher consequence when there's that many following.
Yeah.
That if you just fucking, you're taking a shit.
Did you show your taint?
Story. I didn't put my taint up.
No.
Yeah.
No?
No, I did. I pressed the camera against my gooch. And then, so it's complete darkness. So if you see darkness, that's what it was. Yeah. Complete gooch out.
Well, that's good.
It's like a blackout with your gooch.
Yeah. That's good. And you got to leave it up to the imagination.
No, it's pretty cool though. Stories is cool. You can see analytics a lot better.
Oh.
Like it shows what link they clicked, if they clicked back, if they pushed through the video, how many people saw the video. And it didn't cost anything. And it seemed like much more.
It was more effective than
it seemed.
Paying.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So who's the winner?
Daniel Turner.
Okay.
It's Tina Turner's uncle.
Yeah. Great legs. Yeah.
His upper body sucks though.
Yeah. His upper body's horrible.
Yeah. It's
Benjamin Franklin theory. Yeah. His vagina is stout though. Like, that thing is.
Yeah.
Looks like two shiitake mushrooms pressed together.
Tina Turner does have amazing legs.
Is she alive still? But yeah.
They're probably still fine. She's not.
She's alive. Houston's dead.
Yeah.
Houston's got a problem.
Anyway, Houston's got a problem. Should have major failure. He made eggs. Did you see it? He made eggs with black Techo on them, and it looked like a Sesame Street character. Like, it was like on a green plate.
I have to go look.
You have to look at it. I was like, what the fuck is that?
As delicious as black Techo is, sometimes it's not visually appealing on certain foods.
It is on that because his eggs look like googly eyes. So
I'm trying.
I need to see this.
Yeah.
Don't wait on me. Keep talking. So, I'm searching.
And then I was telling you guys about making myself a hashtag Black Techo Matters for New York.
I think that's good.
Thanks to Thomas Yak.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a Sesame Street character.
Yes, it does. that's a hearty dollop of black.
Yeah. I mean, you could have said titty toast, you know. There's some titty toast going on there, too.
Yeah.
That's like hearty.
You guys aren't with me, huh?
No.
I could tell that was just like sympathy. Yeah. Sure, Brandon.
Hey, titty toast.
You say so. Yeah,
sure.
Because there's something, if that's the titty you're looking at, there's something wrong with that titty.
Yeah.
Well,
if the titty is that white, I mean, and the nipple is that black.
I mean, I'll be honest, I'm seeing titties everywhere. Everybody tried to make a face with titty toast. Like that one too.
That's like droopy titties. Those are grandma's titties, sausage patties. What are those?
If that's making you think titties.
These ones are National Geographic.
Those are Dave's titties.
I'm not. So, no.
The thing that I want to point out is that if you want to be a sponsor on our show and have us turn your product into titty talk, then just hit us up on social media.
I have to say we've upgraded because it used to be dick talk.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's moved on.
Is that an upgrade? I think it's more of a lateral move.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Well, no, it's an upgrade because it's up higher in the anatomy.
That's true. Now, depending on the titty.
Yeah. We don't make lateral moves. We make anatomal moves.
I like it. Alphabeticals. Yeah.
So we have a whiskey to try.
And it's rye.
There might be computer notes in there. You might want to
the first half makes sense. The bottom half, I think he was drunk.
He's drinking the whiskey.
Hey guys, I don't drink whiskey, so I just went with the distillery nearest to my house. I hope you like it, but at least if you don't, it will be funny. Keep up the great work. FFP Chris. And then in parentheses at the bottom, it says FYI, Snohomish is pronounced. I don't know what
Snohomish
that is or why.
Apparently, we said something wrong.
Okay,
maybe it's someone's name. Or
it's pronounced snow, as in licky boom boom down.
that's solid. That's a good reference.
I don't get it.
Informer, licky boom boom down.
Licky boom boom down.
What does that do with snow?
Snow,
isn't that the snow? Is it like that? Is Informer or something, right? I get the Licky Boom Boom Down.
I do too, but I'm not getting the snow.
Snow is the singer. Informer is the song. Licky Boom Boom Down is the lyric. Okay.
I think.
I don't think it's Licky Boom Boom Down, but no one knows what he really says.
Ho, as in what you make a hoe canoe with.
It's hooker canoe, sir.
And, well, you might make a hoe canoe. It might be a trifling ass.
Well, that's when you're done. You make a hooker canoe. When you're complete, you made a hoe canoe.
It is.
Jesus Christ.
It is snow.
And then
why is it a white guy?
Like
my oh my gosh, my whole world.
No, you knew his name is Snow, dude. Like Vanilla Ice. This guy's Snow.
What do you mean about Vanilla
Ice? And he's
ice?
Canadian.
Vanilla.
What do you mean?
Ice. White, white. That was white on white. Action.
He's white?
Yes. Now I ruined your world.
Dude.
You knew Snow was white.
No, I did not. I'd never seen him in my life.
You're a white rapper. You knew all the white rappers.
No, I don't. He's not a white rapper.
Mm.
He's a Canadian, apparently, who sung like reggae.
Oh, okay. He's not white then.
Huh?
He's Canadian.
Oh, same thing. Maple color, whatever.
And then Mish, like Tony Scali in the Commish.
Snowmish.
See, that one I don't know.
Yeah. So.
Whatever that is. Thanks for the whiskey.
His wife's squeamish.
It is a rye whiskey.
Yeah, I'm not excited.
You did that for Brad because Brad loves rye.
Oh, probably.
Wow. Oh wow, came this way first because Brad doesn't like rye.
This comes that way.
I'll try.
Nah, you fuck up the rotation. It's puff puff give. You get killed with someone else, Dave.
I usually give it to Brad.
Yeah, he does.
In the back. Why is my cup? Wait a minute. Oh, this is not good.
Hey.
Shh, shh, shh. Oh, this is not good.
Hey, Brad, just let it happen, bro. We're sleeping in the same bed. It's fine.
Oh no.
Got it.
That is gross.
Drink from the other side.
Yeah.
It's what is that?
If there's on bread, on moldy bread, you just pick it off.
Did you see that? Can you
did you see that? It made him not move his teeth anymore. Did you see that?
Yeah, drink from the other side, dude.
It's ergot. All right, you ready?
Gross. Oh, man.
I think we fucked up the cheers thing. I think I supposed to cheers Dave. We're all fucked up.
You just cheers Dave. God damn it.
In the right order. Drink. You ate my skin, bro.
What does that have to do with anything? That's from you.
No, I'm just saying you ate my skin. How bad could that be? I don't know. I didn't see it.
You know what? There's a little bit of that on my glass. It's got to be some kind of residual from a previous sample.
What color is it?
What kind of sample?
A whiskey sample.
Oh.
Just drink it. He's going to die. He's got ergot poisoning.
Actually, that wasn't bad for Ryan, yes, but no, I'm really sketchy on the glass.
You're going to have a vision. Vision.
I'm getting what I said last time, which was like a raisiny aftertaste. It's hot and then raisiny.
I think Sammy Walsh said that I was correct, that, and he's like an official taster, because that raisin is a common description of something like that. I did not know that.
Oh, well, then we're both right.
Yeah.
Well, the cognac. Cognac's kind of like a... It is kind of winey. Like it has wine undertone, I guess.
I don't know. Is it made out of grapes?
I don't think so.
Like grape whiskey?
But it's still some sort of fermented something or another. You know what I mean? They probably put fruit in it for flavoring.
You guys talk about relevant stuff. I'm looking this up. I can spell relevant. Cognac. I know it's spelled weird, like with a G.
Cognac.
Yeah.
So, we don't have our monitor on.
It was on. It went off.
Yeah, right.
Let me do the Skull Member of the Month real quick. We don't have to do it at the end. Yeah. So, Skull Member of the Month, this month, for the month of April, is Krista Shaw. So, we introduced her last week. But she didn't have... So, even though she got Skull Member of the Month, she didn't have a good first week.
Oh, why not?
Her last week, it went bad. She had her first client of the week walked out on her because her gaping wasn't up to par. He said the hole looked bigger in the pictures. So
well, that's a good thing.
It wasn't
then.
Impressive. Mm-hmm. Well, no, not when you're supposed to be gaping.
Oh, that was the lure. Yeah.
So I mean, she said there was a bowling ball in the picture for sizing purposes. Apparently he didn't get that. That was just the beginning. Wednesday, she went to Walmart to steal a head of lettuce to make the famous Sister Suplex tacos. Mm-hmm. She was arrested. She didn't even know you can get in trouble for such small offenses. She only had a few ounces of meth on her.
Right.
So that was her week. I feel for her. I've had a rough week myself.
Apparently, I'm very disturbed by the concept of gaping. Because I was very uncomfortable through that
whole. Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, I don't like it.
Apparently you don't like
it. Apparently that's something.
I mean, it's not everybody's thing, but you know, some people like it.
So brandy is made from fermented grapes, and cognac is a type of brandy, only a very specific type.
There you go.
So it's like whiskey wine.
Yeah.
I guess.
Wineski.
Yeah. I'll be goddamned.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
That's why it tastes like raisins.
Anyway, you know,
so you know who else was gaping?
Uh-huh. Lizzie Borden.
That's right. So this one's been on the list for a while, yeah?
Has it?
Yeah, I think actually.
Why do you ask the question or say the question with the question?
It's just a good way to do it.
Say the answer with a question.
It's inceptive. Is that a word?
Probably not.
It is now.
Yeah, that's a word, right?
Mm-hmm. Inceptive.
What about insertion? I'm going to make an insertion right into you. Right
insertion?
Now. Yeah.
Yeah, insertion's a word, right? Okay.
I like that. Answer the question and then ask if it was right. Yeah. Like that.
We answered the question with two more questions.
That's right.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Exactly. Right? Lizzie Borden.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is that who we're talking about?
Yes.
Right.
So Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her.
Hatchet.
What's the
her stepmom.
Gave 40, her mother 40 wax.
40 wax.
When she.
Saw what she had done. She gave her father 41.
Right. Which it's is not, just right. wrong all the way along.
But I saw
all
lots
of it's
of
wrong. It's
yeah,
not a mom.
There's a lot of different.
Her mom's dead, and it wasn't 40 and 41 wax.
Yeah, it was like 9 and 10 or 11 or something.
The
like
fact that there is a rhyme 100 something years later that people still remember.
I don't know the rhyme.
You didn't know that rhyme?
I don't know the
rhyme. I learned that growing up.
I thought it had to do with hand jobs.
Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 wax. When he learned what she had done, gave her father 41.
I grew up
knowing that rhyme.
I watched BuzzFeed about this. It was one of the things I watched. And they went and got in like Lizzie Borden's bed. Like you can still stay at the place. Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
And they did that. They like looked in each other's face. Like when I looked in the crystal skull, I actually got a little creeped out. Mm-hmm. They said that poem like in the creepiest fucking voice, looking in each other's faces with flashlights under their chin. And then right when they did it, their audio recorder fucking went off all crazy.
Oh, stop.
But it's TV.
Yeah.
But it did happen.
Definitely. It didn't happen.
But they
he said, but it's TV, but it did happen. Yeah. No,
they talked shit to all the ghosts and whatnot. It was kind of cool. They like stole money.
So is her house like a big haunted
it's like
attraction
preserved. It's,
or something?
I don't know that everyone can just go sleep in it. No,
I think you
can.
You can
just go sleep
you
in
can,
it. Yeah.
You can reserve a room.
I actually read that. Yeah, you can go. And like
so it's the house that she murdered in or the house that
she murdered in.
Okay.
Yeah, the actual couch is there. And then like in the bedroom where Abby was killed, like instead of like pictures of the family like on the nightstand, it's like murder scene photos, like actual murder scene photos next to the bed.
That's
and
this, like her laying in the floor bloody. I don't really feel, do you have a problem with that? Like
I mean, that's not my thing.
Like, well, just knowing like,
I go do it for
like
the show,
knowing that
I wouldn't go do it
like
on my own.
Your house, somebody was killed in it. Are you okay with that?
I lived in that one house where the old lady died in my room. We didn't find out till I was later till weird shit happened in my room. And then my mom said, oh, an old lady died in your room. Because my closet kept being open and my lights were on.
Well, here's the thing. This is
I was really nervous because I had a porno mag in there. Yeah. And I thought that's what was up. Like my mom was looking for my shit. Right.
That was your cat.
But it turns out.
It was the old lady masturbating in
your closet. I just realized my mom's cover story for looking for my Playboy.
Yes.
I think the Lizzie Borden scenario might be why all serial killers after that had their houses purchased by the city and destroyed.
Yeah.
Like, cause it's like, fuck maybe. This. We don't
well,
want
you, anything weird. Like we talked about, Winchester, you know, the mm-hmm. Winchester mansion and
the
stuff.
The Winchester brothers and Sam and Dean
yeah. and Cole. Don't mm-hmm. forget about Cole Trickle. Days of Thunder. Yeah. But those houses like that, that we like, even like the Winchester mansion, nothing really weird happened. The lady was weird.
Right.
You know, Sarah was weird.
Right.
But, I don't know. Yeah. It's just like, I guess the thought of like the weirdness like gets people to go, I guess. I don't know. Like even probably like the Queen Mary, the Queen Mary and stuff like the Queen Mary, the ship, mm-hmm. you know, we talked about that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing like we even kind of debunked or we saw that things were debunked, like the little right, girl drowning right. in the pool or whatever. And that's like an attraction point for it, you know,
right,
like, oh, there's
right.
like people died on here.
It didn't even happen.
Yeah. And they didn't even happen. And then, but I don't know. Like, I think
we just creepy though.
We just do it to ourselves. No, the boat really is weird.
The boat really is fucking creepy.
It's creepy.
A creepy fucking boat.
Like it's just weird. I think if you grew up around it, it wouldn't be weird. You know,
I don't know. Once you get inside of it, it's just weird. It's just weird.
It's weird.
That's what
it's old.
Said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Grandma
but,
said.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like
you're really proud of yourself.
It's what I was asking Brent, like, are you okay? Like, you rent Jeffrey Dahmer's apartment and you know what happened in there.
Not really.
Like, is it
that does bother
you?
Me. Yeah. Remember, mm-hmm. I've always said like, if this knife killed 100
yeah.
people and this knife was just
yeah.
at the store,
but I'm saying that's the knife, you know, or right. you have a car who ran over a family. Are you buying the car? You know, no. like, and Good. Then
I feel like there's juju there and yeah. I don't even believe in that. I don't believe in woo woo. And I think
well, you,
there's juju.
The thing you do believe in juju. If you believe that right. that's the case, you believe yeah. in it. So you're saying I don't believe in it, but you believe in it.
I would have to say my logical self says absolutely fucking that's stupid. There's nothing to that. But my primal like instinct says fuck off. There's juju there. I don't like it. So like
you believe in
reasonably, yeah. logically, I do not believe in that.
Yeah.
But something beyond me tries to give me an eerie feeling and an aversion to it. Like
so
that, if that makes sense. I see what you're going at there. But I don't believe in it. But something about it.
But
primally
you do.
Scares me. My logical self is like, no, I don't.
No, then
that
you
shit.
Do believe it.
Yeah,
I don't though.
Because here,
I'm like, convinced.
If it like, bothers people, you, like if people it bothers get, you, then you. Believe
I see
in
your guys' argument, but
well,
I do not
get,
believe it.
Like for example, people get freaked out by devils, mm-hmm. like demons, mm-hmm. like demons from hell, and people get freaked out, and they'll see them in their mirrors,
yeah.
and they'll say a prayer and whatever, and they get freaked out.
Yeah.
In my logical heart of hearts, I know there is no such thing as a devil from hell. And I don't get some creepy in the back of my brain primal, ooh, it's a devil. I don't creep on it. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like, and some people agree, like, I don't know, you grew up next to a scary lake in Michigan and lived in a fucking like a sane asylum. Probably not the best fucking argument partner. Brad just fucking doesn't give fuck about anything, right? So I'm prisoner here, but there is a large percentage of the population that would agree with me.
I summered.
No.
Summered in an insane
okay,
asylum.
So if we went like to a dark fucking pond in the middle of the fucking mountains or something, mm-hmm. right? And some creepy ass fucking pond.
Well, I'm not saying that
I would
not
wade
stuff.
Out to the middle like, of the motherfucker, even
no,
though I am a great swimmer and I know there's nothing but fucking trout in there and there's nothing
well,
that
you
can
don't
bite
know
me.
That.
I do know that though.
You don't know that.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying though, but that's
you're
not a ghost.
My argument.
No, it's, that's not a ghost.
I would
that's
get,
saying
I don't know what's in there, so I would get creeped out, but I do not believe that there's a shark or a fucking monster in the lake that can get me. I know better than that,
but
I'm still fucking scared.
But the thing is though, if you say that you don't believe in the juju, but then you wouldn't move into it even if it was really nice,
then you believe in the juju
because
I'm
that's
saying,
the
I don't believe in juju, but I get a little woo-woo.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right.
I'll accept that. So Lizzie Borden, this is back in the day. She was born in 1860. She died in 1927.
Sexy young little thing.
She died D-Day minus five, by the way, 1927. Nice. She was
this motherfucker. He's doing that. He's got an app for it now.
It's a June date, so it just happens automatically. Yeah. So she was born in Fall River, Massachusetts. And her mom and dad, Sarah Anthony, oh, that's her last name. Not her, I thought that was her middle name, which was weird. And Andrew Jackson Borden. Don't name your son Andrew Jackson something.
It's bold. I mean, he's set for success.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're naming him after a president, you know.
My son's real name is Elon Musk Van Tassel.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a different
story. We call him Maddox just for short.
That's a difference.
We don't want kids to teach him at school. Is he's it, destined for greatness and weirdness.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a lot of pressure on a kid.
Yeah.
That's why we call him Maddie.
And sure. Elon Musk is
Maddox
weird
at school.
Yeah, he is fucking
weird. He probably likes gaping for sure.
We just jump right from my son to gaping. All right.
I'm just saying, I'm not talking about your son. I'm talking about Elon Musk.
Yeah, I think that's how he dreamed up the Hyperloop. Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the hyper poop at first.
I found that to be far too funny. So, her father grew up, wasn't rich, but became that way. Mm-hmm. He ends up he starts building furniture and caskets just to make things creepier. Right.
You know what else is made out of wood? Coffins. I'll do this. Yeah.
So
I can make a chair. I can make a coffin, man.
Becomes really successful. He starts to buy property and develop property and then starts to make a lot of money on that. And then he ends up starting to direct textile mills, the Globe Yarn Mill Company, Troy Cotton, the Woolen Manufacturing Company, and actually this is where the Fruit of the Loom brand came from.
Oh, wow.
Like it was part of the marketing thing. But then because he starts owning more and more property, he ends up becoming the president of the Union Savings Bank and the director.
I never thought about that. They're talking about loom, like sewing, like the fruit looming of the loom. Like it's the best of the loom.
Right.
Yeah. That's what's behind that brand name. Never thought about it.
And then, because even
they turned it into fruit,
and I think it was because later on, like when once Lizzie was born, she was a member of the Ladies Fruit and Flower Mission.
I saw that fruit must have meant something a little different back then. It was just like because
was the fruits of your labor. You know what I mean?
Using fruit as like a positive attribute.
Well, yeah, so but it's a bloom.
Mutton and sucked, and it was fucking like everything was shitty. And if you got like an orange or some grapes, it was like holy shit, Earth, thank you.
That's true.
So they're like everything was.
Well, you had to work hard for it. You had to work hard to produce fruit.
Like kids at school, they're like, you had to work hard to buy fruit. This is fruit. Like they, instead of cool, they did that.
It's because
how we say sweet.
You're eating fucking like
fruit. Damn fruit, homie.
You're split pea soup four ways. You know what I mean? Like everybody, you know.
Well, now because of this discussion about the fruit, it makes me almost feel bad that I made up the Fruit of the Loom thing.
Oh, you son of a bitch. It could have been though.
It very well could have been. Yeah. And she was a member of the Fruit and Flower Mission.
You gotta let those out. Let those jokes ride, but let them then admit because
something that small.
People will get mad.
People get pissed.
Well, what happens is though is like something that small, like Fruit of Loom is gonna contact us. They're gonna destroy us.
That's right.
Slander.
Partnered them with Lizzie Borden.
Yeah.
And the thing is that like I put it in my notes that it was Fruit of the Loom. And then like later in the research, I read the thing about like the flower mission and the fruit thing. And I was like, wow, I could really run with the Fruit of the Loom. So I'm glad
it worked.
I'm glad it worked.
You're the fruit of the womb, Dave. You are.
Thank you. Thank you. Aren't we all?
Best of the bunch.
So say we all.
Fruit of the womb.
Mm-hmm. So at the time of his death, his estate was worth an estimated like $8.5 million. So there was definitely money in the Borden
household. Our time,
household.
Not their time.
Our time, not their time. Their time, it was like $7.50 or something. But now it was like $8
It was their time up there.
So, I mean, he wasn't wealthy, but he had money.
Yeah, he had money. Yeah. Like, he was well-respected in the community, had money. But apparently he was also really frugal. Like, everybody else was getting electricity and, you know, all the
They had no plumbing and running water house, and no electricity.
Yeah. And they, like the rest of his family who was wealthy at this point as well, moved into the wealthy neighborhoods and he never did. He stayed in a cheaper neighborhood that was closer to the textile companies.
Basically Scrooge.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, but when you grew up, probably like he did, you know what I mean? Like he was probably like, I don't need all that
shit. Shit in a box, you're fine. Yeah, you don't need that.
Well, apparently from what I read, he grew up, like his family, he came from a wealthy family, but his parents were just the fuck faces. So like all of his, like all of his relatives lived in this really upscale neighborhood, but his parents weren't wealthy, but his family was wealthy, but not his immediate family.
And he had confidence issues.
So, yeah. He has, Lizzie and her sister, Emma. And he's involved in the church, Sunday school, et cetera. And so is Lizzie. She's involved in the church. She joins a Christian organization. She's a secretary for the church. Like she's like a lot of the stuff doesn't mean she didn't fucking do it, but you know, she had a proper Christian upbringing and she was active in the church. And, you know, I mean, we've talked about serial killers who were the same.
Was her sister?
Well, it instills morality.
Was her sister there also, or what happened to her sister?
Her sister was,
she was
out.
Out at the time.
At the time of the murder. Oh,
she received a message allegedly.
No, I know, but she lived there though.
Yeah.
She lived at the home. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
but in the timeline of the point that matters, she was away visiting a sick friend.
Okay, gotcha.
Allegedly.
So,
allegedly.
The mom dies and, this is what, this is the, you know, 1800s. So she died of 1800s.
The consumption.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like,
she had the constipation.
Yes.
He named the company after her. It was a coffin company.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's, that's consumption junction.
Yeah. She had, yeah.
Different kind of coffin.
The coffin.
It was spelled clever.
Yeah. It was consumption junction.
Yeah. Yes. There you go.
Yeah. What's your function? So consumption junction. What's your function?
The he marries some new bird. I'm gonna call her a bird.
Ooh.
I'm gonna do it. Make that move.
She was a fruity bird, I heard.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
She was a gaper.
Yeah. See, it instantly turns me down.
Like she didn't like drapes in the house, just gapes.
Yeah,
that's
the I'm just unhappy now. It's unpleasant. It's an unpleasant sensation.
Is it making you visualize things?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I like it.
I don't
like
it. I want to see his internet history. I call bullshit. Yeah.
Like I do.
What, mine
like
or Dave's? I don't know. No, he has to have seen it before.
Of course I've seen
it. And you can't unsee those sorts of things.
Jesus.
Just like, okay, Google, blue waffles. Yeah. You can't unsee those things.
Right.
Yeah, it's just there.
Gaperscapers.com.
Hey, Siri, blue waffles.
I've still never seen that.
You haven't looked at blue waffles?
Never done.
It's not like you've seen worse, I guarantee you.
Yeah. I assume it's an STD or something. That's always my guess.
You know, I never dug that far into it, but yeah, I think you're right.
So
you're right.
She apparently, Lizzie has troubles right away with the stepmom. They have like a cordial relationship, but they're never really close.
Well, I think she was at an age too. Like, it's going to be weird. You know what I mean? It's going to be stepmom. It's not going to be mom.
You know, true, but you
maybe
could
out of
still
respect
like,
back then they might have had a did a little bit different, like
maybe.
What am I trying to say? Etiquette, but I think that it's always going to be weird. But I think a lot of it stems from the fact that he showed a lot of favoritism. Like there was a particular event where he buys the stepmom's half sister.
Yeah, I had a hard time following that thing. So what was that?
So someone's mom is on. So the stepmother's half sister. So it is separated greatly. Right. Okay. So Lizzie's like, what the fuck? I should get something. Right. So her stepmother's half sister is facing what's it called when you get kicked out of your fucking house?
Eviction.
Facing eviction. And he buys the house for her. He goes and buys it so that she's not going to get evicted as a favor to his wife.
Okay.
But it sounds a little weird. Like you'll buy a whole fucking house for someone, especially when you're
banging her,
shitting in a box and you won't fucking like buy anything but mutton and you have no electricity.
She is.
But you're that generous to buy someone a house?
Yeah, she was banging him.
That seems a little weird.
I mean, because I didn't get all that stuff, but then he sold them the house for $1.
Different house. So then the daughters get upset. Fuck. So Emma and Lizzie get upset and they sit him down. They're like, why would you buy our stepmother's half sister a house? Because it seemed weird to them too, when we don't even get anything like that. And they know he has money, but he's just being like an asshole and making them shit in boxes and like bedpans and
how about this bitch?
Mutton sandwiches.
How about this? Go make your own fucking living.
Every day they got to wake up and make a nice MLT. Yeah.
Sounds like
with
some
no
bullshit.
Tea. Yeah, with no tea.
Were these like the millennials of the 1800s?
Yeah.
Like because they didn't want to work for their own shit. It sounds like
they throw a fit and the father, Andrew, had inherited a house from his father, their grandfather, and he sells that house to them for $1. To the daughters. And they immediately turn around and sell it like a week later.
Make a bunch of money.
For $5,000. To him, because they take it and just put it up for sale. And he's like, well, fuck that. I didn't want to give you the house anyway. And he buys the house back for $5,000
God
from him
damn.
After giving it to him for a dollar.
Yeah. I saw that. And that's the equivalent of like $140,000.
Yeah. So they take the money.
All right.
Yeah.
And that's probably what made him hungry. They got a taste.
So did you see the pigeons?
I fucking did. He got what he deserved, that son of a bitch. That's probably really what happened. So she was mad about it.
In May of 1892, apparently Lizzie's father killed a bunch of pigeons in his barn with a hatchet.
With a hatchet, too. Mm. That's important.
Because he thought they were attracting local children to his property to hunt them.
Oh, they were.
He was a baby puncher and a pigeon hater.
Right. But I mean, she had just...
1892, you're hungry. Pigeons look good.
Yeah. But she just pulled a Tyson and she had built a roost for the pigeons. Yeah. She was like all into the pigeons. Like she oh, like fuck. She was like loving
the
pigeons.
She had her
pigeons.
Own cartoon show.
She yeah, loved exactly. them like she loved a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then she fucking Where, comes home see, one day and he's fucking this, murdering them all with okay. a hatchet.
This is the separation. If her and Tesla, Nikola Tesla would have met, like they would have been...
Maybe
they'd have been the shiznit,
yeah.
Like together, they both.
Or I think they would have turned into supervillains. I think she would.
They could have.
I think she would have twisted Tesla into making energy weapons, and instead of murdering her father with a hatchet, he would have been like hit with like the electro glove or something.
2000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Electro glove. Yeah, 2000.
So, but it actually caused like tension in the family. Like arguments ensued because of it, and there was tension to the point.
Oh, he was a pigeon murderer.
Shit got so crazy that they sent them away on like an extended vacation. So the daughters took off for a little while to try to fucking cool their jets after.
In glorious New Bedford.
Yes, in glorious New Bedford,
Connecticut.
Yeah,
at a bed and breakfast.
Yes,
to your liking, you'll stay in a nice room with fluffy windows and nice puffed pillows.
The mutton's a little grayer.
Yeah.
On Tuesdays, like
you'll wake up to it.
There's
nice
nothing to look forward to there.
Egg and mutton breakfast.
How'd it go? Breakfast?
Breakfast.
That looks like titties.
It looks like titties with with black El Yucateco on them. If you've never seen Sesame Street, that's
that was a
like.
Good mid-show drop right there. That was 30 minutes in.
We that wasn't on purpose.
No, it wasn't on purpose. But that was a really skilled mid. That was a good mid-roll. Mm-hmm. That was nice.
But they go on vacation, they come back, she's still so pissed. Lizzie.
I don't know if we should call it a vacation.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
That was a
we don't know how nice or bad Bedford is. They might have had running water.
What
went.
Were they doing? Yeah,
that's true.
Maybe
no, it's like they're already fighting. All this house shit's going on. Fucking Pops just fucking murdered all your pigeons, and then like you go away for.
Think about this for just a second. Think about how easy it is for like you to get pissed off. Like you're like, oh my god, kids' room's a fucking mess. Dishes aren't done. What's for dinner? Fucking got bills to pay, and you can freak out, right? We have air conditioning and TV and shit. We have like, you can get the fuck away. They're locked in this little house. There's no air conditioning. Someone just killed their pet pigeons. They're shitting in a fucking box. Haven't had a shower. Who knows when? I was going to say a week, but probably not. There's no running water.
She's shitting
you're
in a box.
Sweaty.
In
you
her
stink
box
like fucking
like
chili
shit.
Dog onions. You know what I mean? You're on fucking edge. Then dad kicks you off to New Bedford or whatever the fuck it was.
And if she was menstruating at the time too.
Could have. She was on her period. Perfect fucking storm.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that rant.
Right.
I just need to pause and wonder, do chili dog onions smell worse than regular onions?
Oh, there's a funk to it. Yeah, it's synergistic.
It's because those onions have set out. Like they're chopped up.
All right.
Those onions have been chopped up and set out for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it smells like a company picnic.
Yeah.
It smells like a coming picnic.
Company picnic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Coming picnic. That's terrible.
I like this. I like the synergism.
The synergism.
Yeah.
Symbolism.
That's symbology. Jism right in your center.
Synergism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That made my
your jackalope fellow.
Jackalope fellow. We're thinking
creepy.
About synergism.
But they get back from vacation. She still doesn't come home for 4 days. And the vacation was a week prior to the murders. The return from the vacation, she didn't come back for 4 days.
Right.
So she couldn't have been home but a couple days.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's pissed.
Yeah.
She's not over shit yet.
No. So
she's
there's,
mad about the
there's anger percolating.
But I still don't really believe she did it necessarily.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, it's kind of hard to believe she did.
Yeah. So the night before the murders, a guy named John Morse, who's the brother of Lizzie and Emma. So their uncle.
Yeah. Is the real mother's brother.
The writing was just way too convoluted. Right. The brother of, so it's their fucking uncle.
Yes.
So the dead mother's brother, their uncle. Comes and stays for a few days to discuss business with their dad.
Papa Andy and Uncle John.
He's staying there. And then also right before the murders, everyone in the house was ill.
Yeah.
Everyone had like horrible stomach problems.
I guess food poisoning was really commoning.
Yeah.
Commoning. That's a word. Food poisoning was very common.
It was the titty mutton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. might have been. Yeah. Or milk or fucking anything that was sitting around with no refrigeration. Yeah.
You can say it was the milk. It was the titty mutton.
It might have been. If we can bring titties into the occasion, it's going to make everything better.
Is it though? Because I'm really thinking about this no bath thing.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about whorehouses at the time. Like, you know, like, or even back like in the cowboy days. Like whorehouses, like
that's where a horse bath comes from. They would take a bucket and a washcloth and wash the parts that mattered.
Yeah, but that's not, they're not douching. It's like,
how come your armpits smell like fish? That's weird. Because you know which direction they went.
Yeah, you'd probably go in the proper order.
Yeah, front to back.
Yeah.
Switch cloth or flip it if you have no other cloth.
You're using the same armpits. Water.
So you get a big cloth, you can do a fold and flip, and you can
use the same water. You got fucking, you know, you come in after fucking Billy the Kid.
That's the thing.
And you're fucking. You're fucking pushing out his cum to get to yours, like
too far, fucking, Brad. Jeez, this is a family show.
I mean, you'll see. Like, I've seen like photos of like old like menus at hotels and shit, and it's like bath 5 cents, clean bath 10 cents.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're like, oh god. You're like, but damn, come on, that was a fast cream pie.
If you're
one
like,
pump.
I'm not even saying like whorehouse though, just like a regular,
I know, but that's what I was thinking. That really got me thinking about like the whorehouses. Like,
that's just good marketing though, because that water was still cleaner than them though.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, if you're like a legit cowboy, you've been on the fucking road, you were just caked in fucking dirt.
You're getting some clam water.
I almost find
clam water to get that mud off of your ass. You're better off getting that. Just don't get it on your mouth. Just get it in your mouth.
I wonder if you could upgrade for nickel. If you get in there, you're like, fuck, I changed my mind. This shit smells like tuna water. Can I give you the other nickel and we'll just switch this water out, please?
Can't take it back.
6 cents. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You go
that's
a little
horrible.
Bit horrible. Yeah,
we really need a time machine just to go back and like see, like
take a clam bath.
Just, I don't think, I think if we walked into a fucking place, it would just, we wouldn't
be able
to take it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be able to fucking take it.
No.
Like, if
I'd be confused, first of all, why is it in color? It's not just black and white. What's going on here?
Well, here's the thing, like, there's pictures, like the library at my college on the second floor, there's just tons of pictures of downtown Bakersfield from like cowboy days.
Yeah.
And there's like these like really awesome looking, like fucking, like, I can't believe that
from
was
Bakersfield?
In this town, from Bakersfield.
There's never like anything of this, because 19th Street is like the street.
Right.
There's super old pictures of 19th Street, but I never see 20th and I.
Well, the
wasn't
like
here yet.
There's like these crazy hotels that look like they fucking do not belong in Bakersfield. Like these 2-story, like really magnificent looking, amazing hotels, all of which collapsed in the big fucking earthquake.
Right. That's why, like, this was 3 stories. Right. There used to be a 3rd story in this building. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that fucking pillar is.
Right.
From 100-something years ago, that pillar was
held up. Used to go to something. Yeah.
But like, you'll see
this was
photos.
Here. That's fucking crazy.
Right. Yeah. There's photos of 4th of July at this hotel. And everybody's just fucking in a wool suit.
Oh,
yeah.
And the girls have their fucking petticoats and all this fucking shit. And it's like, that was when the bath was fucking 5 cents or 10. And you're wearing a wool suit in 118 degree fucking heat. Balls.
I would have invented the tank top.
Oh, your balls. Your balls is right. They'd be tasting them. Jesus Christ.
There might have been a cowboy in here, Dave. Could have been. No, not quite. This thing was like 1895. Probably this building.
It's probably a cowboy.
Yeah.
It might have been.
There's still cowboys that
it's
that
pretty
time.
Cool though.
That's when the Last Samurai happened.
Probably a right? dirty that Basque laborer.
Last Samurai was World War II.
Yeah.
Oh no, is it Civil War?
Civil
no, World War
Civil
I.
War.
Yeah, Civil War.
Civil War.
Yeah. No, not Civil War.
Yeah.
It had to been.
It was just after the Civil. He had survived the Civil War.
Civil War, after, yeah.
So John Morris gets there the August 3rd, sleeps in the guest room. After breakfast,
the guest room that Abby's found in, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that makes some weirdness later. Yeah.
They sit in the sitting room and chat for a while. Morris leaves at almost 9 a.m., 8:48 a.m. to buy some oxen, like you do, and to visit his niece in Fall River. And then he plans to come home for lunch at noon. Andrew leaves for his morning walk sometime after 9. And a lot of this is recounted by the maid whose last name is like
Sullivan.
Bridget Sullivan.
But she goes by Maggie for whatever fucking reason.
That's weird.
That's, she has 2 birth certificates.
Yeah.
Big Rod Stewart fan.
Mm-hmm. So,
what? I threw you off. Maggie, I'm coming home. You gotta know some Rod Stewart.
Okay. So, they all do the regular chores. Everything's perfectly normal. Abby, the stepmom, goes upstairs sometime around 9 to make the, between 9 and 10:30, quite a window.
Allegedly make the bed in the guest room, even though that was supposed to be the daughter's chore.
Right.
Yeah, they were supposed to do that for whatever reason. But everyone was sick, so they might have been
why were they
like,
doing that? They had a fucking maid.
I think at that point, like the maid was, they sent the maid allegedly to wash the windows outside and it was super fucking hot. Mm-hmm. So that comes into play a little bit later too. Like she might've been disgruntled. Like no one wanted to do shit. Everyone was sick from some kind of fucking poison mutton, whatever was going on. They all had food poisoning. Everyone
and some people think it was legit poison.
Yeah.
Like they had, a lot of people don't.
Lizzie tried to buy poison like the day before, 2 days before, at the pharmacy. She attempted to buy it.
Right. And then everybody's like sick. So there's that. That's all part of it as well.
Don't touch the table.
But so Abby goes up and never comes down. Mm-hmm. At least not on her own two feet.
I know why.
Why?
She got beat to death.
Yes.
The hatchet.
That's exactly right, Brad. That's exactly
fuck
right.
Yeah. I knew it.
That's the whole point.
I was wondering if they took her outside, if they laid her down and took pictures in the field. With her.
There were pictures.
There's pictures. I don't
think you want, Brad. You can actually go stay in the bed, and next to the bed, there are pictures of her laid out on the floor.
Ooh.
Grass has to be involved.
Yeah.
That's weird.
If I put a plant up, that might work.
How do you feel about AstroTurf?
It's too artificial.
What about like the really good stuff now?
It can't be like pruned grass. Like it can't be like like nice grass, like park grass.
Or, I see.
You know,
Brad likes
grass.
It rough.
It's got to be like field grass.
Yeah, yeah,
like
that makes sense.
Some cat's tails.
That makes sense.
Like, you know, I always envision like some cat's tails and like
you don't want to put on his sex turf. Like, basically.
you could probably get that.
It's the rough. Yeah,
like Hollywood landscapers, like they have that shit. Like so they can roll it out. Yeah. So you could get some.
Well, I made like a 10-foot by 8-foot platform with backing. Mm-hmm. It has like a 9-foot tall backing. So I basically made a set and then it has sides and everything. So like I could lay it's nice. I mean, even a tall, like a WNBA woman could lay in there comfortably, almost like Salt Seven's float tanks.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar size and I have artificial plants and stuff. So I don't have to water it.
Right.
But it looks really good. Yeah. Looks really good.
If we could standardize that. We could make like a whole business called putting from the rough and then you go fuck people in grass.
Yeah.
You just rent it like a room. It's by the hour.
I need to float.
Or hole in one.
I did too. I was just telling somebody about that.
I actually talked to Salt 7, new ownership, and they're down with doing something with us.
New ownership?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they've
Dirk sold.
Happened? Oh.
You know who else sold? Pete of Paradise sold.
Oh, no shit.
Boom, moved to Florida. Doctor said his family was sick. They all valley fevered up or something.
Yeah.
Doctor said fucking moved. One of my customers, too, moved to Ohio yesterday because the doctor said, get out of Bakersfield. There's like some conspiracy telling people just get the fuck
it's
out
not
of Bakersfield.
The air.
Conspiracy.
No, it's the air. If you're not used to this shit, you die.
Like, this guy lives here, though. Boss Pizza closed too.
The fuck?
Wow. I don't know what's up with that. Huh. Yeah.
That's and weird to me because Boss like, Pizza is always like every time you go in there, there's like a lot of people.
I don't know. Last time we had like a little mini meetup there with Axel and Patty and everyone showed up. There, we were the only people in there. It was a little dead.
So speaking of a little dead, Abby. So the timeline is weird. Like there's not like a clear cut.
Well, this is the time. So, if you want to get away with murder, this is the time to do it.
Sure.
Uncle John
like this era.
Is gone between the hours of 9 and 12.
Right.
Supposed to be buying oxen and apparently visiting a sick friend with with the town doctor, which gets weird because the town doctor is also who resides over the bodies at the murder scene. So I don't know if they're like, oh, do you want to corroborate
in
that?
Cahoots.
Like,
right.
Someone want to say if he was there or fucking not. I don't know. They don't get into that.
Yeah, you don't know. This guy could have owed somebody fucking money too. Like
little sister,
you know what I mean?
Supposed to also be visiting a sick friend. Everybody's fucking sick back in the day.
They all got the consumption.
Andrew lays down on the couch. Stepmother goes upstairs. Maggie, Liz tells Maggie there's a sale at a department store and gives her permission to go.
Right.
But she says she doesn't feel well either, is sick, and goes upstairs. But this is what bothers me because I think at this point, the mom should be dead in the floor. And Liz sends Maggie upstairs to the third floor, they call it. But I'm confused because there's a basement. Mm-hmm. And is it two stories or is it three stories?
I don't know.
Because they said she was asleep on the third floor. Mom was dead on the second floor, laying in the floor. And we know this because Liz says, oh, no, come downstairs and calls Maggie back down and says, someone has come in the house and killed father. And she would have passed the mom already because the mom got killed first.
Right.
And so she brings her down and says, but don't come in. go get the doctor and tells her not to enter the room. She takes off and comes back with a neighbor. They come in and see dad with his face fucking hatcheted in his eyeball in half. His face just beat in. Lizzie's standing there in a blue dress that's not got blood all over it. She looks clean and distraught, allegedly. And she says to them, I think that the mom had come home and for her to go check upstairs. Like that seemed weird. Like, oh, I think I heard her come home. You should go see if she's up there, and sends them up there to discover her. And they said midway up the staircase, when they become eye level with the second floor, they immediately see the body, which Maggie should have seen the body the first time she went up the stairs. Now she comes up the stairs with a neighbor, and all of a sudden they see the body in the guest room where Uncle John slept. And he has some super airtight, overly descriptive alibi for why he was fucking gone too. And he and Andrew were in an argument over a business that he was in with dad or whatever. So Uncle John and Andrew,
It probably has something to do with
they had a live, like a livestock business of some sort together. And Morse's profession of trade, Uncle John, is that of a butcher. And he uses a fucking cleaver every day, which definitely could be the murder weapon. And they were into it about money and stuff because the business was failing. And he, so he was in town. So I don't know, man. There's a lot of shit going on.
So well, the, and if you pin it on somebody who you know is going to get off, because there's no way that they could have done it, easy.
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to. I know I jumped into a couple of those. But that kind of happens there. It's also important.
So the details of the from the forensics of Abby, they said that she was facing her killer at the time of the attack. She was struck on the side of the head with what they think was a hatchet, which cut her jaw just above the ear.
And nobody hears anything. That's the other thing.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Yeah, so if the, I mean, this is an old ass house. I'm not thinking it's.
And at this point, the maid is supposedly in her room because she's exhausted and has heat stroke from cleaning the window.
Right.
So at the time of the killing, she was supposedly taking
And so on BuzzFeed, actually, it's the one guy goes downstairs from the fucking maid's room. That's what's super cool. He goes downstairs to hit some shit. And you can hear the thud and you can hear something. But I mean, if. If she wasn't ready for it and got killed first whack, you might have heard like a gasp or something and then a woman fall to the ground. Dad was asleep. First axe to the face. He was probably toast. So they might not make any noise and an axe into like flesh is probably not making a lot of noise on a couch. You know what I mean? On the bed, as long as she's hitting the body, not the floor.
This is about like 30 decibels or so. It's not,
but I mean, man, she would have to really hold back like vigor and like anger if she's like, 11 fucking hatchets.
How like, old was she at the time of this too?
You know, I don't know that actually. 32, I think.
So she was a woman.
Yeah.
But she's not a big woman.
Yeah, she was 32.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just thinking like me, like trying to hatchet somebody in the face. Like unless that shit is sharp as fuck, it's just going to fucking like bounce off their skull. Kind of, you know what I mean? Like you think about hitting somebody in the head with something. Like even a knife, you know,
an axe has a lot of weight behind it. Like you ever hit, got like a, we had an asp. Have you ever had one of those?
Yeah.
Like, or a blackjack, one of those things has like lead in the end of lead. You barely swing that fucking
thing.
And the weight hits. And an axe is much more than one of those like slapjack, blackjack things.
Yeah. But think about an axe through wood. You know what I mean? Like,
it's, but it still more, takes, it would be more like an axe through like watermelon or cantaloupe a little bit.
Not skull. The skull's
a
bone.
Lot thinner than a watermelon, but the watermelon, like it's closer to that. I mean, they use that for ballistics and stuff, you know, that's why they use that kind of stuff.
They use ballistic gel for ballistics.
Yeah. Not for a skull.
Sure.
No.
Use a skull.
Well, they might use a pig skull. Yeah
there you go.
I'm skull. Just saying.
You got the skull.
A watermelon's closer to a human skull than a log is. A log's really dense.
What if you carve the log to look like a human skull?
Is it hollow?
Yeah. Well, just like a human skull.
Can you put ballistic gel on the outside?
You are at carving it.
You put ballistic gel on the outside. Can you cover it in pigskin? Yes.
Sure.
I'm on board. That's better. But they didn't have that.
So she hits the floor after she gets hit in the face once, which supposedly drops her.
Right.
And then she gets hit 17 times to the back of her head, killing her.
You would think that would just be like mush, dude. That's like a pile of head, right? That's over.
Yeah.
That's a lot of head.
Yeah. That's Kenheady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then
it's starting to get throaty. You know,
his death, according to the, there was a newspaper account that I saw that discussed his death, from the Herald, the newspaper. This guy got on scene and accounted it. And he said, quote, over the left temple, a wound 6 by 4 inches wide had been made as if it had been pounded with the dull edge of an axe. The left eye had been dug out and cut, extended the length of the nose. The face was hacked to pieces and blood had covered the man's shirt. The room was in order and there were no signs of a scuffle of any kind. And then apparently his eye got split in half.
They said, which proved he was sleeping, but I don't know what that means.
I don't know how that proves he was sleeping.
Yeah, because the lid held it in place or something strange. I don't know. But they said his wounds were still freshly bleeding when Maggie and the neighbor saw his body. So it was like, man, his heart didn't stop pumping that long ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And the mom, though, had been killed like far prior, which comes into play with the inheritance. That was the weirdest fucking thing. Did you see that? Mm-mm. Because this is a plan. The mom died first, or was killed first, so her inheritance was willed to Andrew, the husband, and then he died, making Lizzie and the daughter the heir to both of the fortunes, because the mom died, leaving the fortune to the husband chronologically, and then the dad dies, and they get the entire fortune. Had they done it the other way, mom's family would just get all the money from the mom, because she was murdered, but because she died... for 15 minutes or fucking 30 minutes, whatever, it was heir first to the husband. He was still living, and then he got killed.
Crazy.
That's weird.
Yeah. Smart.
So the same newspaper, the Fall River Herald report, they're reporting on the murder pinned it on a Portuguese laborer.
Oh,
Who had visited the Borden home earlier in the morning.
They owed him money.
And they owed him money.
Yeah.
And he asked to get paid. And Andrew told him that he didn't have any money on him and he was to call later when he could get the money.
Apparently he wasn't like the favorite guy in town because of his frugality. Like a lot of people were after this guy.
They were like, he's like, get out of here, you Portuguese monkey.
You know what's weird though? Yeah. I didn't read that part, but there was another during the trials. Did you see that? There was another axe murder occurred and they arrested a Portuguese man though.
There you go.
During the trials.
Somebody else owed him money too, apparently.
Yeah, that's right.
I bet you, yeah. Yep. I mean, that's what's hard about these things. Like, the information is so sketchy, and it's just the word of like these fucking random people. And like, oh no, so and so is over here. And they're like, okay, that sounds good. Sounds good. Doll, is that the right era? Well, what's the next?
Yeah, I'll go with it. Go for it.
Yeah. Let me put my Tommy gun away, and then we'll.
Yeah, there you go.
No, the rest of your statement.
You're good. The story from the newspaper also said it quoted the forensic evidence, the doctor who investigated the body, who said that Abby Borden was killed by a tall man who struck her from behind based on the trajectory. So unless bitch was up on a fucking stool or something,
she's making a bet.
I mean, whenever I kill somebody, I always get a stool, like a step stool.
And I don't think guy's math was that crazy where he's figuring out if she's leaning towards someone.
Yeah, I don't know that he was pulling
across the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you hatchet someone.
You never know. He might have had fucking a ball of yarn and fucking did all kinds of blood trajectory.
Protractor and a ball of yarn.
Yeah, you never fucking know. Like some of those
guys
are
fucking... And a superb intellect. Yes.
But the newspapers...
Sherlock Holmes over there.
End up being really important here because 2 days after the murder... All the newspapers from fucking Boston, like all over the place, they start blaming Lizzie Borden.
Right.
They start saying that she, like, they're the ones who track down the fact that the guy at the drugstore refused to sell her poison.
Right.
They're the ones who track down the fact that there were family troubles. Like, it sounds like the police didn't even put these dots together.
They didn't even search Lizzie's room proper, and they left the family there to sleep for the night. They didn't come back and do a thorough investigation until, like,
see,
like
it didn't
that happened
bother
on the
them.
Fourth. They didn't come back till the sixth.
Didn't bother them. They slept
in
the house.
In the
like
meantime,
a baby.
That's when she like tore up her dress and burned her dress while relatives were visiting and watched that happen.
Right.
But the police were casing the place overnight and they saw her go down and do weird shit in the cellar or the basement. She took like a bucket in the basement and was leaning over some kind of like wash basin thing. Yeah. And then finally the next day.
That's called a bath. They were familiar with
is
it.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then her, I don't know, maybe.
Seems like no.
It was late.
That would be like if the cops are like.
No, I think it was like 2 a.m. and she was like creeping down.
Okay, well then that's.
Yeah.
Okay, that gets like if it like.
What if she couldn't sleep? She had insomnia. Her parents were just
fucking,
killed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Fuck.
But the next day she was tearing up a dress in the kitchen and her cousin was like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I brushed up against some paint and ruined this dress. I'm just going to burn it on the stove.
Right.
That's fucking
like,
weird.
What paint?
Yeah. Were you just
like,
painting?
You were on vacation for 2 weeks. You were gone for 4 days. You were fucking sick with the croup for 3 days. Then there was a murder. Where's the paint?
Mm-hmm. It happens. The Portuguese laborer had just painted something.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
There's a threshold.
I like it.
There's a threshold she walked through. They were bulky dresses. They rubbed up on stuff.
You should have worked for the police.
Yeah.
I mean, if we learn anything from history, you got to get rid of a stain on a dress because they can take out presidents and shit if you're not careful.
So, but then apparently there were a bunch of like the suspicion grew because Lizzie's story doesn't line up.
But they gave her morphine. because she was distraught. They gave her steady doses of morphine. So her story went from like, I was upstairs, I was in the barn, I took my father's boots off for him and put slippers on him when he laid down on the couch. But in the murder photos, he's still wearing boots.
Right.
So she was all over the place.
She was outside looking for lead sinkers for a fishing trip.
Yeah, her story was...
The other thing is, she, if she didn't do it, she would have been distraught probably.
Yeah, you know, and then they gave her morphine.
Or even if she did do it, she just killed two people.
Right.
Like, she's probably kind of fucked up.
True. Know? Like, even in her right mind, she could have been frantic in the kitchen. Just like, I'm just going to burn this dress. I got paint on it last summer. Like, freaking out, just burning a dress.
Because you know she was, yeah. She was
in the cellar looking for her dad's old pocket knife as some memento of him or something.
And then the doc,
I don't think so, though.
One of the leading physicians at the time, like, this couldn't be more late 1800s, said in his report that, quote, "The hacking is almost a positive sign of a deed by a woman who is unconscious of what she is doing."
Huh.
He's dealt with this before.
So like this woman gets the vapors and then of course goes and kills people with a hatchet.
Yeah. He's on my ex-wife. You should have seen her. She butchered the fuck out of a pig.
She was on a bunch of helium. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This reminds me of Katrina. I'll tell you what.
So yeah, but she said she was in the barn, but then nothing in that area of the barn had the dust disturbed.
But a neighbor said they did see her come from the barn like 3 minutes before entering the house.
To get the hatchet.
Did you see? And then in the basement, the police found like two axes, a hatchet, and then a handleless head of a hatchet. But they said that one had been cleaned. Like all the stuff in the basement was like obviously had been fucking sitting in the corner with spider webs on it. The one hatchet that was missing the handle, obviously like someone sprinkled like ash and dirt on it to try to make it look dusty. Like it was purposefully made to look like it had still been sitting there. So it was suspicious. So they collected that as the murder weapon. Did you see the lesbian allegation of like possibly Lizzie and Maggie were having an affair and the mom found out?
The sisters?
No. Maggie and Lizzie, the maid.
The maid.
Yeah, the maid and Lizzie.
Well, it would have to be
were together.
Married. They'd have to be married to have an affair. Was Lizzie married? Lizzie wasn't married.
No, affair doesn't just mean that. It's just like it's an affair.
A tryst.
Like, yeah, they're having this happening. Yeah. We just use it in that connotation. Like, so basically that they were bum clams. They were getting dirty back in the day.
Right.
Some 1800s.
I mean, you got to wash up somehow. At least they can get wet down there.
That's true. Putting it in the pussy pocket, you know?
Yeah.
I'm learning a new one.
Pussy pockets.
Yeah.
So
credit to Stacey at Dagny.
Microwave them for 2 minutes. They're hot.
That's but true. So they say that they killed the mom to try to stifle it, but then they killed the fucking dad. And that does make a little more sense because the maid didn't hear anyone get fucking murdered while she was either cleaning the windows or taking a nap while two people got hatcheted to fucking death.
The other thing is they could have been in the room together.
She was also the first one to come in and see with Liz, and say, oh, her dress was clean. Allegedly, like, to change dresses was a big fucking deal back then.
Right.
They had to take
fucking
a bath.
Do the whole corset fucking, you know, try to get cleaned up. A helper would have been helpful.
Well, here's my theory. I think that she was involved. She killed the stepmother. And then after she realized the stepmother's dead and she saw what a fucking mess it was, she realized that son of a bitch downstairs is going to make me clean that shit up.
Maybe.
So let's fucking kill him because I'm not cleaning this.
From the maid's perspective.
From the maid's perspective. Yeah. It was just a pure, I'm getting out of this work.
Well, the maid combo makes the most sense.
If he's dead, I don't have to clean up both of the messes.
I like that one.
Now it's the cops have to clean it up.
Was that already a thing or did you come up with that?
No, that's actually one of the things. I think there's a whole book about it. Because then later, I mean, she goes on and she gets off, right? Like she gets
a they live together.
It's the glove don't fit back in the day. And so she takes
don't
off.
Fit, you
she's
must
fucking
quit.
Rich. She buys a new fucking house. She has a...
It's funny you mentioned that. We have something in the next episode about that.
So this is weird though. So the trial, the whole trial is fucking weird. Like they have a pre-trial. She says not guilty. And they go over all the stuff.
They have to throw her testimony out because she's on morphine. Right. So her story not lining up doesn't count. She burned the fucking dress. That's gone. There is no murder weapon.
But then but even with everything missing, like the judge says, when they say guilty or not guilty, his ruling is probably guilty. And then they go into like a secondary round of trial.
They only deliver it for 90 minutes.
Weird fucking shit is that?
Hour and
back
a half.
In the day, man. Probably hour and guilty a half. Is on the docket.
Yeah. Like, back in the day, they were probably just like, well, what do you think, Bob? Should you do it?
Probably. But we can't prove it.
Like, even right now, they didn't retry anyone. They didn't continue the investigation. It's been like 120 fucking years, and they didn't try again. Right. It was like the OJ thing. They didn't go looking for fucking more murderers, right? OJ got off, but they're like, he fucking got off, but he did it. Why look for anyone else?
Well, but here was the thing that I read, and this... I want to see if you found anything about this, because I found this weird and hard to get my head around. So
sounds hot.
They get this high powered defense team, like the former governor of Massachusetts, mm-hmm. all these like high end, like all the Johnny Cochran's of the day are representing.
Great, great, great grandfather Shapiro.
Exactly.
Robert Shapiro. This is Bobbert. That's his name. Bobbert.
And then, the DA, a guy named Thomas Moody, was arguing against her. So Moody opens the case.
You just got to catch him on a good day.
And she throws the
DA is the district attorney. Yeah, I was thinking defense attorney. I was like, why is he?
So the district attorney,
self defense attorney. That's an attorney that has karate lessons on the weekends.
Right. That's right. Self defense attorney. I like it. Yeah. So here's a quote from one of the websites that I read.
Shows up in the wrong suit to court.
Moody opened
and a gi with a tie on.
Kia, excuse me, sir.
What'd you say, sucker? The old Bruce Lee movie. The fucking.
So I move that you break the board. He's all confused. He's all fucked up.
Evidence locker B. We have three bricks.
If the board don't hit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
So
it took a while to get Dave on board with that. Yeah, I had to fight for that. Self defense attorney. It's a good one.
So Moody opened the state's case. When Moody carelessly threw Lizzie's blue frock on the prosecution table during his speech, it revealed the skulls of Andrew and Abby Borden. The sight of her parents' skulls, according to the newspaper account, caused Lizzie to fall into a faint that lasted for several minutes, sending a thrill of excitement through the awe-struck spectators and causing unfeigned embarrassment and discomfiture to penetrate the ranks of counsel.
Discomfiture. Wow.
Yeah, it's from an account at the time. Apparently this fucking guy.
No, I saw that.
Takes like a fucking blue tarp, tosses it on the table.
With their skulls
in it. And it's their fucking skulls.
Yeah. I mean, that took some work.
Skull and bones would be proud.
Like, that's evidence, but they're like, fuck it. Skin them, bleach them, and get all the meat off of it. Yeah. Let's fucking take these to court.
No, they would have used a bug box.
Yeah, they just fucking.
How long does that take, though?
A couple hours.
Jesus Christ, really?
Yeah.
Days all a couple hours.
Yeah. No, my fucking.
I tried it with some cats.
No, there's a fucking. My anthropology instructor at Cal State, like there's a separate room off of the
what
lab.
Kind of bugs?
There's just giant fucking box in it. And you could just see it through this window. And at one point I was like, Dr. Fanego, what is that big? There's like multiple locks on it and like a biohazard thing. And I was like, what is in that box? And he was just like, oh, that's our bug box. And I was like, your bug box? And he was like, yeah, it's full of types of beetle, and you throw dead bodies in there and seal it up. And
real dead bodies, human dead bodies.
A couple hours later, it's just stripped to the bone.
Yeah, the one you saw was human bodies. We're not talking about like anatomy, like cats and weird shit.
No, that's probably what they did was cats and shit. But if you need to, I don't know.
There's a difference between saying the word dead body or dead animals.
I'm just saying.
It's all a body's a body.
We can actually say we know a guy.
Yeah,
like, we do.
Like, I know a guy that knows a guy. Yeah. Dr. Fandango ain't fucking around. That's
right. I know my buddy for like...
I'm just saying it can't be that expensive to make a bug box.
No.
You just got to get the right bug, throw some fucking steak in there, let them grow, populate.
Dude, how sketchy would I be if I owned a bug box and had fucking like 8 pigs in my backyard?
Pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
I have a friend that tried to do for biology for college, like tried to skin and clean a cat to reconstruct its skeleton for a project. Mm-hmm. Fuck that shit, first of all. He went through with it and did it, but the bones were like, he tried to dry them in the oven and shit, and the bones were too greasy.
No, you need a
and like, tried to wire them together, and they fucking fell apart, and it was just like this sad, greasy. And then, plus, his mind is fucking poisoned.
It looked like a fucked up like Thanksgiving turkey when it was fucking all said and done.
Itchy and scratchy ass fucking sad cat.
You know those little toys that you squeeze the bottom and the thing
and
goes,
stands up?
It deflates and stands up. That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah. Probably exactly
like this
that.
Little fucking floppity ass greasy cat bones with a fucking coat hanger tying them together.
Jeff Webdell. I thought you were smarter than that.
Should have used a bug box, buddy.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Those of you out there trying to do that with children.
Is it some weird invasive species of beetle, I bet? Like, you can't let one escape?
I don't know.
Well, I didn't just lock them in.
That's like a fucked up type of bed bug, like to release on somebody. Like, they're sleeping, you release the bug box.
Well, the real shit would be
real is fucking talk, though. That's like, you got a bed sore and shit. You're talking about hours. What's it do to an elderly woman?
Well, no,
just
there's like,
stuck
it's,
in bed.
It's full of them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They just fucking go to, like, the real threat is, what if you just have an unescapable fucking bug box and you just fucking throw somebody in it and lock it?
Like, you Houdini them in there? Oh, fuck.
You don't have to have a wound? Like, they'll crawl up your butt?
I don't know.
You just got to clench your cheeks. Well,
I mean,
cheeks, close your mouth, close your eyes.
We could test it out and see how long it takes.
Oof.
I've got a guy.
Well, if they eat flesh, they eat flesh. Like, they're probably just going to start.
On your skin?
Yeah.
Like, bite your skin?
Fuck yeah.
Mm. They're hungry.
Mm. Damn, that's maybe horrifying.
Bug box.
It's like a Nicolas Cage movie.
Maybe he was fucking with me.
Yeah, he could have been.
Like, if someone knows bug boxes and says that's bullshit, I'm happy to hear it and know that all this time I've been duped and there's no such thing.
Amanda Andrews knows. She knows. She's a scientist.
Kelp Noodles knows.
Oh, yeah, she does.
For
sure. Shit.
Oh, they have one. For God.
Jennifer Van Kelp Noodles.
She knows 100%
I forgot about that.
If there is a bug box or not. But I was told there's a bug box. Any luck over there, Bryn?
Here are all of the insects that love to feed off the human flesh. The website.
Of course.
Fuck
it is.
These guys. Ooh.
Turned them into Al Pacino.
Talking to me.
Hoo-ah. Look at these bugs. Hoo-ah. I didn't know you had a Pacino.
Nor did I. I went for it. I was trying to come up with a Kelp Noodles like website sex, like cannibal sex joke or something. Yeah. I was like, I got nothing. Let's go with Al Pacino.
What's the Fockers? The fucking. So you can milk anything? Huh? Anything with a nipple, Greg?
That's not Al Pacino.
No, that's Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
but that's a good De Niro face.
Yeah. Well, he had the face.
Yeah, Pacino's more obscure.
If you're not watching us live, Brad made an Al Pacino. No, you made a De Niro face. Yeah.
Oh, Pacino. I thought Robert De Niro played Al Pacino.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Didn't Robert
Maybe
De Niro
he does.
Play Al Pacino?
Maybe this whole time Robert De Niro has just been playing Al Pacino playing roles.
Dude, yeah, I thought that's what it was.
There's an Instagram called The Fakening. And this, I don't know who it is, but this fucking guy digitally pastes other celebrities' faces on other celebrities. And it's amazing. Like, he did, The Rock did a karaoke fucking show where he sang Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy fucking puts Taylor Swift's face on The Rock because The Rock's already dancing around like a little fucking ballerina singing Taylor Swift on stage. And he puts Taylor Swift's face on The Rock. It's fucking creepy, dude. It's weird. It looks real.
See, I've had a realization that if I was, I will never do this, but I could if I wanted to. If I wanted to, like, get audio clips together, I could piece together a clip of The Rock saying something directly about David Moten.
No, you know, they have that new thing. Adobe, you only need 1 minute. I didn't see it get released to the public, but Adobe.
It hasn't. They shut that shit down.
Yeah, Adobe came out with a software that if you have 1 minute of audio of anyone's voice, you can make them say anything you want with every nuance, every pause, hesitation. It doesn't even sound robotic.
Dude, I wish they would release that because then we could write the whole show. Like, Dave could just write the show.
Be way more work.
And not for Dave. He'd fucking write an hour-long show fucking like super quick.
So then Brad says a dick joke here. Yeah. Britt makes a
insert
dad joke
dick
there.
Joke here. Yeah, and he would have a template and just fucking, I mean, yeah.
I thought you meant we could like have our show done by Pacino, De Niro, and The Rock.
We could do that too. Yeah,
that'd be fucking dope.
We could do that too. It could be anybody. We could just fucking.
Or maybe it's the fakening. Fakening? Man.
Anyway, in Moana, at one point, The Rock as Maui says smoten. And I realized from that moment on, Schmoten. I've got David Moten. Schmoten. Cut the S off. You've got like Moten. I've got David Moten. I got The Rock saying whatever I want him to say about
That's
me.
That's true.
Look at that. That's The Rock with Taylor Swift's face. That's a trip, right?
It really just looks like The Rock.
Yeah, I was going to say it looks like The Rock.
Well, that's fucked up. I would never say that about you, Dwayne the Bathtub Johnson.
Did you watch it? Because it's just The Rock.
No, it's not.
No, that's Taylor Swift's face on The Rock.
Oh, that's gay.
You ever seen that they mix Rock and...
I thought it was going to have her head with hair and everything. Like,
no.
Oh.
No!
I'm disappointed you guys aren't more excited about this.
No, that's not.
God damn it.
This is too much Rock.
Somebody wasted their time.
It's like 95% Rock, 5% Taylor Swift. I don't.
I want to see Taylor Swift's titties.
Fall into it.
Did that make you happy?
African driver ants will suffocate you and then eat you from the inside.
You might like this. They put Trump's face on Kevin from The Office when he's like stupid talking. and it looks like Trump, but it's Kevin talking.
Again, why, it just looks like
why Kevin. Might he like that? I mean, what was that about, Brent?
I didn't want to infer
like that.
Your
just straight up looks like Kevin. That doesn't look like.
God damn it! I give up.
It did look like it did. It didn't look like anybody different.
I didn't even see any Trump at all in there.
You're watching it's funny. Arm's distance in the middle of a show from my cell phone screen.
No, it's funny. He's on this page. It's like. I put so-and-so's face on this person's body. And Brent's like, oh, yeah, I see it. And it's just fucking, he didn't do anything. It's just a video of that guy.
You don't watch The Office, though.
That's somebody else. Who's
somebody
that?
Likes this.
Who's that guy?
_fakening. Go there. Someone will like it. It's fucking funny.
So, yeah, Lizzie Borden gets off because she was high on fucking morphine and all wackadoo on everything. But there's also, I mean, there's just no.
It didn't seem like they did a very thorough job. No.
And there's not a whole lot of evidence. And the just
it sounds like that guy was a douchebag.
Like, I don't. Yeah.
It sounds like the guy was a douchebag.
So she ends up. She moves to a place called Maplecroft in the nicer neighborhood where the rest.
There were allegations that dad might have been sexually abusing her too. Mm-hmm. And there was some cool term like a parasite or something. It was like suicide or homicide, but it was like
patricide.
Patricide, is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's I've never cool heard band that name too.
It was a new alphabetical.
Yeah,
I was excited about it.
She builds.
Don't you patricize me?
Yes. She builds a 10-foot tall blue granite monument for the two who were murdered. She starts to go by Lisbeth instead of Lizzie, trying to divorce herself from the whole scenario. But apparently, nobody's buying it. Children pelt her with eggs and gravel.
Right. And yet she doesn't move away.
No, she doesn't leave town. Even though she's got money and whatever, eventually a couple of years later in 1905, even her sister quits talking to her for some reason and starts to kind of blame her. And there's the trial gets pretty crazy. I'll post a link. If I remember, there's a website that's basically just a website that breaks down what happens in famous trials. Right. And it's just fucking blow for blow. What happened in the courtroom? Who did what, whatever. But if true crime is your thing, there's a really strong breakdown of the trial and who did what and why, you know, why she got off and cause they had a pretty strong case, but then they undid it fairly easily. So that's Lizzie Borden. There weren't 40 whacks. It wasn't her mom. Her mom was already dead. And she might not have done it. I blame the Portuguese worker.
I don't know. That kind of sounds, it's like, I just, the one thing that gets me was the blood. Like if you're beating somebody with a hatchet, the blood's going to get on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no way.
Unless
no.
the maid helps like you change time, dresses. That's that, only two people
The thing
home.
Is though, like it's on you. It's in your hair. Blood's in your hair. Blood's on you. It's on your hands.
I thought about that.
You like, change the dress.
Think it would go.
They didn't have running water.
Right.
In the house. So it's not like they just fucking draw a bath real quick.
Right.
You know, so that was the kind of weird thing for me, whether
yeah,
she
even
did
washing
it or not,
her hands. How, yeah. You'd have to go get a bucket.
Yeah.
And
there would have
the
to be some sort. Yeah. And then there would be blood in the bucket.
You know,
like what are you doing?
It's hard to clean
yeah,
a
so,
murder scene.
Yeah. So
a no plumbing house.
Yeah. So her having the same dress on and never change dresses.
I mean, even if I wanted to look at all the evidence that she was pissed off and she hated him and she wanted him killed and whatever, I just don't see her as being the one who did the crime based on the stuff that I read. Maybe she fucking paid somebody.
And
I'm going to inherit a bunch of money.
Yeah,
come in and kill.
She had the house
maybe
the, money.
Maybe
yeah.
the Portuguese guy did do it.
Yeah.
Like he fucking owed him. And I said, maybe it was the uncle who they had a business scuffle with and they want, it's about usually something like that is, you know, is about money.
They always say follow the money.
Yeah.
And the people that benefited were the daughters.
Yeah.
But maybe it could have been conspiracy all the way around. The uncle was pissed at the fucking dad.
Mm-hmm.
The dad was a fucking cheapskate, like mm-hmm. fucking
fuck him.
Yeah. The Portuguese guy was mad. The other guy was in
the maid,
thing.
Maid apparently didn't like him.
Yeah, everyone's fucking mad, making them wipe hot windows. Maybe they got fucking all mad at the same time. Paid the Portuguese guys, got their stories together. They had plenty of fucking time.
The maid and Lizzie were wiping hot windows.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Man. We're in the pussy pocket.
I'm gonna declare that it was conclusively the Portuguese laborer for
the
one
pussy purse, the
reason.
Cock pocket. That's right.
How often have we talked about Portugal on this show?
Not very much.
I don't know. Have we?
Has it been a lot?
No, it hasn't.
Okay, as I say.
But here's the thing. This is a miracle.
Is it?
It's a real miracle.
Oh, okay, man. I see what you're saying.
Because our next episode takes place in
Portugal.
And it's about miracles.
Oh.
I think God's will.
Miracles happen every day.
Exactly. And this is one of them.
Yeah. They do. They still make Miracle Whip.
Yeah, they do.
I'm not a fan.
I'm not either. I'm just gonna whip put that on out everything.
There. I was always a fan.
Best Foods Mayo is the way it goes. But you can't eat Best Foods Mayo?
No.
How come?
eggs.
There's eggs. That's what it's made out of.
Is it really?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, that's what it's made out of.
Pretty much eggs and oil is.
Yeah, that's why it's so delicious.
Yeah. Eggs and oil, I think like mustard seed or something's in there.
And there's some flavorings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they make vegan mayo?
Just oils.
Eggs.
Some sort of an emulsifier.
I sell vegan mayo on Amazon all day long. It's got eggs and oil, some seasonings. Yeah. Just put a label on a Best Foods bottle.
By the way, the vegan ranch market has just gotten completely out of control.
Like, again?
The market like broke. Like you can't even fucking find the shit.
It's like the housing market.
You gotta know a guy.
Now the versions that aren't even the Just Ranch, which is the best one,
Just
are
ranch.
Now like the Just Ranch is just gone. Fuck off. You're not getting it. And all the ones that are half as good cost as much as Just Ranch used to because you can't even find Just Ranch.
You have to meet a hipster behind Whole Foods just to make
so
it
you
happen.
Can't, but I found other stuff.
I can still find Just Mayo. I can find Just Eggs,
just
which
cheese.
Is their new product, which is supposed to be like scrambled eggs.
Just tofurkey.
But the Just Ranch, fuck off, you can't.
If you go to Sprouts and carry a typewriter under your arm and wear a fedora, just hang around back by the dumpster.
There'll be one.
A dude will hit you up, yeah.
Yeah.
So if anyone out there can find Just Ranch, I'm your Huckleberry.
Why can't you just make
it? Is that
a
brand? Just Ranch? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's the expensive
Oh, it's already
shit.
Called Just Ranch.
$1,700 a bottle.
That's a clever name, I agree. Yeah. I like it. That's good marketing. All right, I have a social media winner. Is it that time?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, for episode 378, Project Blue Book, Kent Davis.
More like blue balls.
I know, we didn't make that joke.
No, we didn't.
Lots of other people did.
Yeah.
Blue balls never came up. Except for with
more like blue waffles.
Except with Kent Davis, every day of high school, he had blue balls because he never got any. But he's going to win a t-shirt. He finally got something other than blue balls for sharing.
And he's married now too, so he still never gets any.
Sharing on Facebook, that's the truth. Sharing on Facebook. Which we appreciate, which we've said many times, because Facebook sucks and they stifle us. They don't like if we say conspiracy. They don't like you talking about things like Sandy Hook and the moon landing.
No, they don't.
They don't want the truth out there, man. So thank you for sharing. That's our social media winner. Do you want me to do sponsors? Do you have, something? No, you already did your thing in the beginning, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So our sponsors.
Our thing.
We can't even say anymore. Where will we or would we have been right now? What's the math?
No, we're still in town right now.
I mean, during New York.
In the timeline, we go to New York in 2 days.
Okay, so we're still good?
Next episode, we're not here.
All right. So we have a meetup in New York. So apparently you still have time listening to this, unless you're way behind on the podcast. But if you listen to this on its release date, we are going to New York. We're going to be at the Whiskey Trader at 7 p.m. on April 12th. We're actually getting there on April 11th. A lot of people hitting us up saying, hey, I'll buy you dinner. Hey, I'll take you to a comedy club. Hey, you guys want to get drinks the night before? Hey, I'm from New York. I can't make it this day, but I can go that day. Do you guys want to go do this on Thursday? I have no fucking idea. I don't know what time our plane's getting in. I don't know what's up. I think we just all agreed.
I just want to
when
say
we get where we get based on how we feel, we'll probably just post or something and say, hey, we're at this fucking place if you guys are in town.
I was going to say you're being a little bit liberal with the we're all getting this.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Nobody has told me. Nobody has said any of that.
You don't check your messages. You set a clear example of how you react on messaging, and you don't talk to the people, Dave. So the people message me looking for you, bro, and I'm okay being the in-between. They all want you, but they just ask me. They're just using me to get to you, Dave, and I'm okay with it, and I was trying to just say
it out
there.
I assume that they just...
Now you're going to rub it in.
I assume they just know me, and they realize I'm not going to say that to him because that fucker's probably just going to go to his hotel room and ignore the world.
That's probably what's going to happen.
That's probably what's
going to happen. So me and Dave will... Or me and Brad will post and say, hey, we're at this place hanging out, and Dave's at 7-Eleven buying bean dip because he can't find a vegan place.
If it's before like 8:30, Brent will still be awake.
Yeah, I'm going to try my fucking hardest because we're out of town. And I won't get up for the gym at 5 a.m. in New York.
Well, the thing is, though, 8:30 is going to be 11.
They have one in the hotel.
8:30 is going to be 11:30.
True.
So we'll be up all night, and it'll still feel like
it's going to be fucking. Yeah, it's going to be rough.
See what I'm saying?
Oh man, that is going to be. And we're leaving at 1 a.m. We're leaving town to fly at 6 a.m. I'm going to be wrecked on Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday, I might be able to be a champion.
I'll be all right. I'm going to sleep on the plane. It's a 6-hour flight.
I know. Hey, our seats. How are our seats? Are
I
we
have
like?
No idea.
You didn't even look. Like ABC?
It's not. You have to pick.
It's Southwest or something?
No, it's United.
United, you don't pick? You get assigned seats on United? No. It was Southwest you picked, I thought.
I picked. I didn't fly Southwest. I picked exit row seating for extra room for Dave.
Right.
And I upgraded the seating. So I don't know what the fuck that is, though. Because then they sent me an email saying, hey, do you want to upgrade your seating to better seating? And I was like, click on it. And it's like $1,700 a seat.
That's to go to first class.
And I was like, fuck off. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Mm. One way.
Yeah, that's first class.
Damn. That's why they say never fly first class because it'll fucking ruin you. Yeah, that shit sucks.
Well, I mean,
I got a neck pillow, so I don't drool on your shoulder.
Yeah, I have a neck pillow too.
All right, we'll see what happens. So anyways, Elliot Kateko, thank you for sending us. Even if it wasn't first class, we appreciate it. And Elliot Kateko also,
even if it wasn't first class,
in addition to setting up meetups and sending us places so you can hang out, they also sell hot sauce, and they have been doing that since 1968, which says something about them. Hmm. They must be doing something right. So go check them out. They're at Walmart. They're at Target. They're at your nearest grocery store, most likely on the ethnic aisle. If you don't see it at first, ask a manager.
I mean, they go perfect. Yeah. They go perfect with every gift. I gave somebody a chocolate covered banana and a bottle of Triple X.
It makes sense.
With anything.
Yeah.
It goes with fucking anything.
I put it in cereal. I put it on salads. Mm-hmm. Put it on burritos, Tostitos, Enchiritos.
Q-tips. You put it on a Q-tip and put it in your nose. Clear your sinuses right
I put it in Italian dressing.
Fuck yeah. That'd be
it's
good.
It's fucking delicious.
I bet that is good.
It's so good.
I have not done that.
Spicy ranch. Yeah.
I put it in ranch.
I put it in Italian dressing and I put it on my taco salad.
Vanilla ice cream.
Because I like double down on Teco at night because I always eat my popcorn along with a taco salad.
That popcorn is starting to sound like a gay, like it's like a sexual fetish almost. Like a
which one?
His popcorn.
Oh, it is
a bit. I always have my popcorn. I'm not sure that it, I don't know.
I think it's more of an like a ritual obligation than a fetish. It didn't sound sexual to me. It just sounds necessary.
It doesn't necessarily have to be sexual. I was just saying like it's getting that way.
Well, it's the easiest way for me to round out all of my points with Weight
Watchers.
You
said that. You mentioned that.
And B, it is a fetish, but it's not sexual.
Okay.
That thing?
That's
non-sexual fetishes?
Yeah.
You're into something?
Sure. Yeah.
Or maybe it's a different term than fetish.
I was gonna say, what
separates a hobby obsession or a fetish if it's not sexual? Like, I think sexual makes it fetish.
Sexual probably does make it fetish. No, because you can have a fetish for something.
I'll call it an irrational attraction.
No.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh,
it's from the DC role-playing game.
Oh, I don't like it anymore. I'm just kidding. I'm not nerdy enough to hate on DC like that. All right. But thank you.
Don't watch DC movies. They're garbage.
For the most part.
Did you see the trailer for Joker?
I didn't see anything exciting. Yeah, I really like Joaquin Phoenix, but I was like, what? Does he get beat up and laughed at? What's he going to do? Did something blow up? Does he kill someone? Does he rob something? I'm excited to see
it. I don't know, but have you seen Joaquin Phoenix?
But it doesn't
Phoenix
lead to like, what is going to happen? I don't see anything.
It was just kind of like him laughing. Anything.
He's just laughing a lot and getting beat up.
Oh my gosh, that trailer's so good. And I was
Did you see the one that just came out?
I think maybe so.
It has Robert De Niro in it?
No.
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah. Al Pacino. He's playing Al Pacino. You're looking at me?
Huh? Yeah, because that's the thing. Joaquin Phoenix is playing Robert De Niro playing Al Pacino.
Yeah. He has that new show, too, called The Walking Phoenix.
Yeah.
He does impressions of Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Man.
Have you seen Joaquin Phoenix in 8mm? That's the question.
I don't know.
You haven't seen 8mm?
You thought you did. Mm-hmm. You thought it was Nicolas Cage. It was actually Joaquin Phoenix playing
De Niro.
Al Pacino playing Nicolas Cage.
Joaquin Phoenix.
It's really doing an
impression of Nicolas
That's
Cage.
That's really good.
Yeah. The payment structure was crazy.
You haven't seen 8mm?
I don't think so.
Dude, you're...
Last time you pissed, you did. They get a printer cheap. That is one of our sponsors. They make stickers and printed goods.
Damn.
If you need anything like that for your podcast, your band, your business, you can get it at printerjeep.com. And those motherfuckers said I can't use that last code. I don't even know. I think I'm supposed to use code SofaKingPodcast.
That's what it was.
It was. Here's the deal. I'm just going to say it because it's not a top secret. If they get mad, they'll change the code again. I don't think so. This is a legitimate argument. What happens is on the internet, people get a hold of codes like SofaKing,
they blast it
all over discount websites, right? Mm-hmm. And so what happens is people aren't really looks good for us.
We're on the coupon sites, guys.
But they can't differentiate between people that we sent versus just some fucking dealio side of the week that all of a sudden got code SK Ultra or code SofaKing or whatever happened. So
damn it, they've caught on to us.
Yeah, the code to currently use, I believe, and I might fuck this up, but I've checked my message. I'll be right the next show. But I think it's code SofaKing Podcast if you want to order some stickers or something. But if you receive stickers from us, some of those have different codes on them.
Why don't we track like
via sticker giveaways and sticker purchases?
If we put something like a bad word in it, it won't go on this. Oh, maybe it'll go on those sites.
Maybe not. That's a good thing. If it was like fuck your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the sofa.
Yeah.
I'm the king. Use code fuck your mom on the sofa. I'm the king. Yeah.
Yep. 10% off.
Dave's not listening.
No. He's out.
No. So anyways, thank you to Printer.
He's already thinking about his popcorn. Actually, popcorn sounds good.
The secret is I'm always thinking about my popcorn.
Jimmy D's tees. Brad's wearing the hat right now. An extra handsome. I didn't want to be twinsy, so I left mine upstairs. But thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. He has Jimmy D's Tees across social media. Go follow, like, comment, like Dad says.
Dad always says.
God damn it, I can't talk. I'm not even drunk. I had a beer and like a sip of whiskey.
Yeah, fuck. Sure.
Use code SOFAKING on Jimmy D's. These fucking codes like Dad says. Be the same. They need to all be the same. Yeah. This is bullshit.
If one change, they all change. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
It's
change
all fuck your mom codes. On the all fuck the, your mom on the sofa and I'm the king.
And I'm the king.
Yeah.
Like Dad says.
That made it awesome. That finished it off.
We need to just come up with a code that's so repulsive that the coupon sites won't post.
That's what I was saying about fucking mom on the couch. Yeah. Your dad said thing. Yeah.
Wake
that's
the
good.
Fuck up, Dave.
Yeah.
Why was
over there dreaming about
he's
popcorn.
Already in New York sleeping.
Yeah. Thank you, Digital Creations. Digital Creations makes coffee mugs available on our website at sofakingpodcast.com/shop. And man, that was tough, but I got through it, and that's all I have to say. Brad's got some shit.
Yeah, I do have some shit. If you're on Reddit, go to r/sofakingpodcast. I am Raised with Wolves. We have Kid Nugget 606 in the orange corner, and in the white corner, it is the famous Sofaking Brent. That was a nice touch.
Mm-hmm. It was in the corner. It was very
Instagram,
boxing.
Facebook, and Twitter. Go to @SofakingPodcast. Join in. He's giving away Brent picks, I don't know, one or two people a week to give away shit to, shirts, stickers.
The giver picks.
Yeah. Oh, the giver. That's
giver
true.
Picks.
The giver.
Yeah.
I forgot. The giver picks, tells Brent.
Frankie Pigeons justifies. Pigeons
delivers.
Yeah.
And those of you who think those people are made up, they're not.
They're not.
There's real people to help us, and they deserve thank yous. Thank you to the Watcher, the Giver, and Frankie
Pigeons. The
Watcher,
the Giver,
all of them.
And Frankie Pigeons. You don't get enough thanks. You don't get enough thanks.
And soon to be the Oracle. That's just a lot of work.
The Oracle.
We didn't forget about your Oracle. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of work. It's daunting. We're trying.
The Oracle is a sweet name.
Yeah.
I have to say.
It's pretty sick.
Yep. So I wonder what happens when people find out who they are.
I don't know that anyone's found out who anyone is.
No, they haven't yet, but I wonder.
And there's a reason. We don't want people begging people.
Yeah. Right.
No favors here.
Pick me.
Go to our personal Instagrams. I am @RaisedWithWolves. We have Sofaking Brent and Sofaking Dave. Also check out the Captainist_SK quotes. Sofaking Podcast Art Unofficial, where Tyler Mott posts his I don't even know really what to classify it. It's original art of the show, I guess. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a little.
I barely made the last cut. He just like crudely pasted my head behind you guys last time.
You're falling behind. Yeah. You're in there still.
I know what's happening. I wasn't Asian enough. My dick was way too big to be in that picture.
Oh, maybe.
That's what it was.
Maybe. Also check out Hilgenfeld and Jimmy D's Tees on there. And then what is it? Oh, you can take a hot sauce official.
Mm-hmm.
On there. I know there's some underscores in there. I hate underscores.
You know why I don't? You think I'd have it memorized? You cannot tag them on Facebook. It comes up with like some Hot Sauce University. If you try to put @Elucateco Hot Sauce, like it won't do it. So it doesn't brand into my head.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, also check out the Unofficial SK Ultra fan group. There are a bunch of like-minded individuals in there. And if there's not, then you can leave. Yeah. But check it out.
Thank you to the admins of the group as well.
Yeah.
That's huge. You guys are assholes. It's getting crazy in there.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've been out of it. Honestly, I don't even know what day it is, hardly.
I go look, this new phone, I haven't figured out the notifications yet. It gives me absolutely every fucking notification still. It's just like, hey, such and such said something in the fucking group. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, did I comment on that? Did I like that shit? No. Like, I get
it's because
every
you're
fucking
group,
thing.
Because you are probably an admin in there. That's probably why.
Like that and an Instagram. Yeah, Sofaking's Instagram. This phone gets 1,000 fucking notifications.
Patreon.com/SofakingPodcast. You can go there, donate to the show. There are our patrons watching live right now. And this is Sunday. So they get the show way early and get live video of the show. And then also check out, what is it on Twitch? We're going to be doing Twitch.
It's twitch.tv/SofakingPodcast.
Yeah, so we're on there trying to build up the followership on there for items of things that we're going to be doing on there. So
right now
we have to get watch hours.
Episodes,
yeah, right now bonus episodes are going on there. So you can watch those early if you're getting on there. So join there. And then if you have an Amazon Prime account, be ready.
You can sub our account.
You can sub our account for $5 for free for you, and it gives us $5. So if you can't support us on Patreon, you can always do that. And it's $5, doesn't come out of your pocket.
Technically gives us $2.
Tetanus.
Technically, shot. Yeah. Lockjaw gives us $2.50.
Hey, Yeah. It's $250 we didn't have.
It's a $5 value. $250
you weren't giving. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. And if, and that's an awesome option. I'm glad Brent found it. Or somebody told Brent, or I don't know what you were looking at.
Catherine, the gamer at Sandrini's, told CJ Laser that worked at the shop that how that Prime thing worked.
Yeah. So
I was thinking about Twitch. I was thinking about Prime subs.
Yeah. If you're unable to, you know, do anything
if you're
personally,
a fuckface peasant, you don't have $250, but you do pay for Prime for however that happens, and you're not using it on Twitch, you can give us that sub, and it doesn't cost you anything, which is super cool.
And we're going to be putting content on there. Not just right now, we're trying to get the viewership. We're trying to put video on there for the hours watched.
Because we don't qualify for
We don't qualify for anything. And then we're going to be doing some, hopefully some fun like skits and stuff. And that'll be pretty cool. So join on there. And that's pretty much it. I didn't have an in song picked. Music's been fucking horrible right now. Let me see if I can find something real fast. Like, sorry, Dave.
Why me?
I don't know. I just wanted to say.
Think about popcorn.
I just
want to
say
that much further from popcorn.
I just want to say like it was your fault. Like, sorry, Dave. We'll just do "The Flyest" by The Fly Hooligan. How's that?
Sounds good.
That's just the first one in the list right there. Don't be a retard.
Let me dance on this fly extravagant lifestyle rap. It's like $1 million China out the cabinet. Fumbles my squad not having it. Suckers mumble, but they crumble and slip from attempts. That's a negative average. The devil's a savage in the pursuit of happiness. My music is magic, working wonders, numbers miraculous. Summer's cracking the stacks to get to go against. So act as if you can match my street credit beyond your packaging. Now break yourself like you owe me bread and hold your head, cause every thought is a cold red. So know the ledge at the twist of a whisker. Can go from foot to a fisker with outfits coordinated a little crisper. I'm a 76er, cross the seven seas, prescribed as medicine. My melody's a heavenly elixir. Believe me, you don't want this type of smoke. You rather twist one and let the shit bump. We fucking niggas up with this one.
Stretch, caught in Nitro, rap aficionado, vision incepta, Leonardo DiCaprio, coat the golf in fresh primer, paint the caliper, fire quench green, tinted windows, customized bumper. Finesse blessed me with the portraits. All you base paint forever, legendary bare face. Swords made of carbon, steel fiber. When I draw blood, it gets me hyper. Dragged into a pit of hungry vipers. Scale your building, copper penthouse. Find me in the warm jacuzzi with your long-term spouse. Never gave a fuck about clout. Dave hit me with a half ounce. Smoked until my eyes couldn't see now. Still going while you niggas on drought. Shout my yardie goonies, getting lifted with a dragon stout. Grab a leaf weed and pass out. Middle fingers to the ones who had doubts. Down to go a few bouts until I knock your ass out.
The flyers, my work still, the flyers.